Hello, and welcome to This Week at Charlestown Road, a branch of the Heaven Bound podcast. My name is Jason Harden. I'm here with Roger Schaus. This is where we typically look back at a recent sermon to give you something to think about, but we want to take a slight detour and really look into some classes that we're excited about, some that have just kicked off a couple of days ago, one that is kicking off tonight. It is the fall quarter of 2020. A great time in the life of our church family where Bible classes typically shift to new topics. Roger and I, you both, we get excited about having new topics to dive into. But before we look at the specifics, let me just ask you, in this season where we're not able to have in-person classes the way that we are used to, the way that we would like to, our Sunday classes are on video. And so let me just ask, in the midst of a busy week, busy weekend, why take the time for Bible class?
Well, Bible classes has a format that sermons do not. Typically, sermons is looking at a broad expanse of people. We're preaching to seasoned Christians, new Christians, the visitor. We're trying to cover just a wide range of things. And with Bible classes, it's like getting out that microscope. We can get down to the details of things, and we can look through texts. We can look at words. We can go at a slower pace. And it's just a powerful way of growing. I think sermons do something that's necessary, and that's part of the biblical pattern is preaching the sermons. But we also see, I think, part of the pattern is just studying God's Word. It's studying it together and sharing insights and help. We remember in Acts chapter 2 with the very first Christians, it says in verse 42, they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching. And so there's that idea of studying God's Word and looking at things. And really at a new quarter, what a great way. It's a great way to kind of get back into a rhythm. We sometimes get out of things just a little bit. It can make us fresh. It can help us grow, help us become all the things that God wants us to do. One of the values of videos, you know, and we sometimes think, well, since we're not in person, that video has a second place and it's really not as useful. You can go back. Oftentimes when you're in an in-person Bible class, you heard something, you didn't write something down, you wish you did, the class is over, and you just can't go back and capture that again. The beauty of a video is you can go back, and maybe the teacher went a little fast, or maybe I want to go over that text a little more closely. And so I can go back to a video over and over and over again, and I can share that with those who are not even part of our family. And that's one of the great, great tools of videos.
The ability to share with others, the ability maybe even to take in more material than I would be able to or in the rhythm of taking in when life is typical the way that we would like it. You and I both have been encouraged by a number of our brothers and sisters in Christ who, over the course of the last quarter or so, they've watched maybe your class on a Sunday afternoon, and then they've caught mine on Monday morning or Tuesday night, something. Having those pre-recorded, archived on our website makes it easy to archive, easy to share, but maybe a great way even to get more biblical content in my heart. I liked how you drew a distinction between sermons and Bible classes. Our friend D. Bowman is famous for talking about how sermons storm the will, and that's the way that it ought to be. Bible classes maybe are a great opportunity for us to deepen our understanding, challenge our conceptions, and just lower those nets, as you like to say, and dig in a little deeper. So why don't you, first of all, give us an idea where you're going to be on Sundays, your adult class?
Sure. We're going to offer two Sunday video classes for our adults. And once again, one of the blessings of this is if all of this was in person, you'd have to make a choice. You can't be in two places at one time. But the value of this is you get both of them. and work your schedule out, and you can do that. So for my Sunday class, we're looking at the Beatitudes of Jesus. This year, we've already talked about the miracles of Jesus. We've looked at the parables of Jesus. And so there are these nine statements in Matthew chapter 5, kicking off the Sermon on the Mount, that begins with this word, blessed. And what follows is a description of things that we would not put in that category. Blessed are those who mourn. Well, now, we would say blessed are those who are happy. Blessed are those who have no troubles. But what Jesus does in the as he kicks off the Sermon on the Mount here, this is kind of like the preamble to that. And he's shown the blessed life. This is what citizens in the kingdom of Christ are like. This is their qualities, their characteristics. And I believe they're all connected together. I believe the first one goes all the way to the last one, and there's a thread that ties them all together, and they're linked together. And so this quarter, what we're going to do is we're just going to work through Matthew 5, the first 12 verses, and week after week, we're going to just look at each one of those Beatitudes. We're going to talk about what does that mean, and we're going to give you some insights and passages and all kinds of things to look at. As we do this, of course, we're flipping that little microscope around to look at our own hearts, and is this me? And do I have these qualities? And am I living the blessed life that God wants me to?
You've got an interactive outline that can be downloaded right beside each one of those videos, or you can pick up material in the church building foyer. A great way to wrap this year of studies, talking about seeing clearly, wrapping that up by looking at how Jesus introduced his most famous sermon. On the other side of things, I also have a weekend study for adults that I've called Built by the Lord. And I've subtitled that Ancient Insight for Modern Families. You might recognize that that title is drawn from Psalm 127, verse 1, where Solomon said, "Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain." We want God to be the architect, the builder of our homes. We looked this past Sunday at the idea. A lot of that just means inviting him to do so, taking the posture of someone who doesn't have all of the answers, needs help, needs to consult the Lord's blueprint. And as you and I and our shepherds looked over the course of the last few months at existing challenges, maybe things that need attention so that we can all finish this year strong, one thing that bubbled to the surface in more than one of our discussions is the state of our homes. Roger, you've mentioned in sermons that there are studies continually coming out from religious and secular points of view that talk about the toll of the last few months on our homes, on our marriages, on our efforts as parents. Home life in October of 2020 in many ways may not look like home life in October of 2019, but the ancient insights provided by God, they are still just as relevant and valuable as they ever have been.
And I don't think we can ever have enough studies, enough sermons or classes on the home. I think that's one of the three major things Satan is after. I think he's after our congregations, after our homes, and, of course, after our hearts individually. And he'll use anything and everything, including global pandemics, just to get mom, dad, and the kids against each other, at odds with each other. And so we need to shore up the home. We need to make it strong, and we need to bring up these young ones in that home to know the Lord and to know that God is still on the throne in the midst of all this crazy and unnatural stuff that's going on. Nothing changes with God.
The Beatitudes and Built by the Home. We're calling those our Sunday Bible classes. However, we want you to understand we've got a great team of people here that are working hard to make those videos available on Friday afternoons as we adapt to this unusual schedule and try and continue to maintain godly rhythms. We realize that maybe having the weekend to dive into these studies would be more valuable than them being released early on Sunday morning. And so our plan throughout the rest of this year for these Sunday classes is to actually release the videos on Fridays. Roger and I are going to do our best to have paper material available for you to pick up on Wednesday night before the weekend so that you can take a look at that even before you watch the videos. If you're not here in person, download those outlines and interactive materials before you watch the video. That way you've got plenty of time, maybe a good way to kick the weekend off by diving into either the Beatitudes or Built by the Lord.
And I would also throw this in to engage in these studies with a sense of seriousness.
Yeah.
It's real easy to get your phone out, get your tablet on, and watch these while you're also watching the ball game, watching the show, watching the movie. You would not do that if you were in the church house. You need to give your attention to God. If you're not going to watch this on your phone, if you're going to use your home TV, you're going to use your computer or your laptop, then put your phone away. Just don't have this. Imagine you're in the classroom. So you need to get the Bible out. You need to get the papers. You need to get your pens. You need to enter this with a sense of seriousness, because this is a great tool to help you grow and become. But the tools are handed. You've got to pick them up and you've got to use them.
Exactly right. We're also excited for Wednesday evenings. And one of the reasons that we wanted to devote this podcast episode to this look at our Bible classes is you haven't missed anything yet on Wednesday nights. Tonight, 7 o'clock p.m. in person or via live stream. I'm excited for this study that we've called Choose Joy. Roger, why choose joy?
Well, what we're going to find, and we're going to use the book of Philippians as our basis for this, is we notice throughout the scriptures, as we talk about the Beatitudes, we talk about so many of these principles of Christ we find in the scriptures, that these things are a choice. The world so often today bases its feelings as a reaction. If something good happens to me, I'm happy. If something bad happens to me, I'm in a sour mood. Choosing joy means no matter what's going on around me, I will be a joyous person. And when we think of that concept of joy, the book of Philippians comes to the forefront because it's used so many times in that book.
We've got it, our 12 Wednesday evenings, Lord willing, throughout the year. Let me just give you a sense of where we're headed. We're following the flow of the text. Lord willing, tonight at 7 o'clock, we'll talk about the first 11 verses of Philippians chapter 1. If you'd like to read them ahead of time, we'll be talking about joyful partnership in the gospel. Next Wednesday, joy, whatever the circumstance. In a couple of weeks, joy through living for Jesus. Then joy through humble service. Joy in the midst of a crooked generation. The joy of faithful friends. Joy through glorying in Jesus and not ourselves. We'll talk about how joy takes forgetting what's behind and pressing on toward what lies ahead. We'll talk about the joy of heavenly citizenship, joy that gets unlocked by the peace of God, the joy of contentment in Christ, and finally, the joy from being a living sacrifice to God. Joy is all over those four chapters in Philippians. Joy is something that we all need a healthy dose of here at the end of 2020.
And it's real easy for us today to look at principles like this and say, well, you know, for those people, the life was easy. They had it. You know, if they had to walk in my shoes, all the stuff I got, all the troubles I got, the boss I got, the family I got, they wouldn't be enjoying my life. But we remember, as Paul writes this, he He's sitting in the jail in Rome. We remember that the church wasn't perfect. He's going to name two people by name and tell them to get along with each other. And the Roman Empire was just heating up, and it'd be just a few years after this that persecution would be very, very severe on these Christians. And so, no, their lives weren't a cakewalk. It wasn't easy. But they found what we need to find, and that's joy in Jesus Christ.
7 o'clock p.m. this evening, a strong spiritual dose of God-provided joy. We would love to have you in person. If you're not able to join us in person, we hope to be able to live stream that at 7 o'clock p.m. We hope that you will engage in this with us. Three great studies: the Beatitudes, a study of the home, and joy from Philippians. Let me give you one more preview before we sign off. Lord willing, this Friday, we're kicking off a new series of Friday podcasts. We're going to be talking about questions Jesus asked. Overall, we've been talking this year as a church family about seeing as God sees. And it's interesting how even in the asking of questions, Jesus opened people's eyes, continues to help people see. We're excited to spend 3 or 4 Fridays just learning from some pivotal questions of Jesus.
And we want to remind you, too, that the Wednesday night series we just wrapped up, Troubles Without and Fears Within, that's available on our website. We had 5 lessons and just had so many wonderful, wonderful comments about how needful, how practical, how relevant it is to our times. And things go up and things go down in the world, and sometimes you just need to go back and refresh yourselves. All of those are locked and loaded on our website. And we encourage you to use them and share them with others.
We've thrown a lot of information at you in this episode. If you go to charlestownroad.org, all of the details are there. Roger, thanks for joining me today. Thanks to all of you for listening to This Week at Charlestown Road. We hope you'll open Bibles, engage in these studies, continue to grow with us. Thanks for listening.